It is that time again. It is that time again. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here with Pastor Chris in Punch TV Studios, engineered by Floyd Brown. Pastor Christopher will be praying for callers. Pastor Chris, are you there? Hello, Pastor Chris, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
We do
can
have.
Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you, Pastor. Yep, I have. I can hear you, Pastor Christopher. We do have a caller on the line. Her name is Patricia, and she has called in, and she would like prayer.
Patricia, from what city?
This,
hello,
Patricia.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Are you there?
This Patricia. This Patricia from Madison, Mississippi.
All right. Hey. All right, just lift your hands. We told God, just lift your hands. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. As you begin, lift your hands. God is moving in that workplace. God is moving. He's moving in that. God is moving in that workplace. He's moving in that workplace. God's getting ready to shift some things, even in that workplace. God's getting ready to shift. And I hear the Lord say that. I hear the Lord say that battle that you've been facing. He said that roadblock. God said, I'm getting ready to remove it. God said he's getting ready to remove it. It will no longer isolate you. It will no longer put you in a cage. Because God told me to say he's your strong tower. Even on the day, God said, I'm your strong tower. And God said, expect a miracle. Let's come here and come to that mailbox. Expect a miracle. Something you've been waiting on, something you've been seeking, God said, don't come through that mailbox. Expect a miracle. But that roadblock, that very roadblock that's been like, it's been standing in your way to your destiny. Because God wants to give you a promotion right there on the job. He wants to give you a promotion.
Hallelujah.
But God said, recognize this roadblock is in front of you. It's confirmation. Head not this roadblock. Take you through what it takes you to. It will not be confirmation. But God said, look at it as confirmation. It comes to confirm. But knowing that God is in the situation. Because what God is doing, he's building your testimony. The Bible says it will turn to you for a testimony. It can't turn to you for a testimony if you don't go through it.
Oh, my God.
If you don't go through it, it will not turn to a testimony.
Testimony
only comes when you got experience in what you're talking about.
Because
you're going to be able to take that testimony, and you don't know whose life you're going to be able to trust for that testimony. Tell your daughter, tell a friend. The Lord said it's time for her to come out that cage.
Oh, my God.
Because if she don't come out the cage, she's going to allow herself to become a prisoner over and over again. Her mind got her in prison.
Her heart has been shattered.
Her mind is
yes,
free.
Lord.
And God said he's
yes,
going to free her for what she's in.
Thank you, Lord. Tell your daughter that her friend is getting ready to move.
I see her moving. is on her.
My God.
God wants to break her out of that stronghold. Ooh, God. She's like, ooh, God. Ooh, She's in a battle right now.
Yes.
And God wants to free
Lord.
Her mind. Her mind is in prison.
Yes, Lord.
Ooh, because
my
her heart
God.
Has been shattered. Mm.
Yes.
Yes. And God wants to awaken her destiny. Ooh, that she may fulfill her purpose. Mm.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
See, the devil got her bound. He got her hands bound. He got her feet bound.
Yes.
Mm. But
yes.
only by that stopping her for what she's in is her.
Yes. My God.
She
my God.
God, I sent your presence. Mm. For
my
God
Lord,
wants to free her out of that prison. She's in prison. She's in prison.
Yes.
Mm. She's in prison.
Yes.
And the devil tells her she can't get out of it. Mm. He comes, there's no way. God, there's her rule. For God said,
For God said, I'm going to deliver.
He said, ask David in the Bible, in Psalm chapter 40. He said, he brought me out of a horrible pit.
Yes. Yes.
David
Lord.
Was in the cave, but he didn't stay in the cave.
Oh, how they get up when she get it out.
She's in a cave right now. But God wants to bring out based on Psalm chapter 40. When you come to your daughter, tell her, give her a friend Psalm chapter 40. He brought me out of a horrible pit.
Hallelujah.
Because people's opinion put him in a pit. Negative words put him in a pit. Friends that turned on him put him in a pit. But David declared that he brought me out of a horrible pit.
Thank you, Lord.
Because David knew he could
Love
get himself out of it. But he knew
that
if he worshiped, he prayed, God was going to break him up out of it.
Yes. Oh, my God. That's
experience.
Thank you, Lord. Holy,
you will be encouraged today. God's going to take care of the matter. Don't even worry about it. God's going to take care of the matter.
Thank you. I received that prophet.
Never go to, don't go to work. When you go to work this week, anoint your feet, anoint your head.
Yes.
Because the Bible says, because the anointed, every yoke is destroyed.
Yes. Yes, Lord. How to get out of the old bus.
Every yoke will be destroyed. Because the anointing is the breaker. It's a breaking anointing. You know?
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
So you
Thank
can't
you,
lose
Lord.
When you got the anointing behind you. You can't lose.
Oh, my God. My mouth so cold.
I don't care 10,000 come up against you. I don't care what the opposition is.
Yes.
When you got the anointing behind you, you can't lose. That's what I come to tell the devil today. When you got the anointing behind you, you cannot lose.
Yes.
That anointing supersedes the devil. It'll shut a demon's mouth.
It
brings
forth
deliverance. The anointing.
Good God.
See, a lot of folks want money, you get that supernatural anointing.
Good God.
It's the anointing that makes the difference. It's not the preacher, it's not the prophet. It's the anointing. Because without the anointing,
that's it.
I can't do what I do without the anointing.
Yes, Lord.
It's
Hallelujah.
The anointing that makes the difference.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
It's that tangible anointing. The anointing that will destroy every yoke. Ooh, good God.
I'm talking
about the anointing.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I receive it. How do you know, Moshika? Thank you, Lord.
It's all for you. Who can be against you? He declared, I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Yes, tell it. How do you know, Moshika?
When God got his hands on, It's the demons that's the one that's afraid at nighttime. It's the demons the one that can't sleep at nighttime. It's the demons that's the one that got no peace.
My God, my God, my God.
You can lay down and go to bed at night because the anointing is on your life.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Now, quit getting upset with the devil. Quit getting mad at the devil. The devil has got confirmation in his mouth.
Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord. I received that. Hallelujah. Yes.
And sometimes God allows you to act out of character to get you where you need to be.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
But you be blessed on the day. Be blessed.
Thank you, Prophet. I receive it. You too. Hallelujah.
Be blessed.
Thank you
for calling all the way from Mississippi. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, how about seek it at us?
Lord have mercy.
Glory to God.
Thank
you.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling in.
Hallelujah. Yeah, thank you for the words. I had that. Oh, man of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And I have one of the best engineers in the world. I still thank God for Mr. Floyd Brown, the best engineer for Fun TV in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for
my God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes,
we want to thank you, Pastor Christopher, because without you, we could not have the words spoken that you're speaking into these people's lives, because it's coming straight from the throne of God. The Bible says that the prophet speaks directly from the throne of God. So we appreciate you. And also at this time, before we go to commercial break, do we have any other callers that would like to have Pastor Christopher pray for them?
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Do we have any other callers that would like to have Pastor Christopher pray for them? With that being said, we're going to go to a quick commercial break.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. Growing up in South Central Los Angeles, my mother was on welfare. She fought day and night to get off welfare and give her children a better life. She would always say to me, "Son, this is the best that I can do, but you can do better." And I promised that I would do better and that I would be the catalyst for change in our community. Just like I promise you that together we can build a multi-billion-dollar media company that brings wealth back to our community, that resurrects blighted areas and puts people back to work. Be part of the promise. Be part of change. Invest in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. Call now, 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. Or visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of...
We are back now live with Pastor Christopher and Punch TV Prayer Line. Pastor Christopher, we want to thank you for how God is using you to speak words in the saints of God's life. Would there be anyone else on the line who would like to have Pastor Christopher pray for them? Well, at this time, Pastor Christopher, because we don't have any callers right now that is in need of prayer, what we just like to do, just have you talk about your ministry and what God has called you to do, because we know that you have a prophetic anointing on your life. So just let the people know exactly the man of God that you are.
Well, you know, the thing is, I'm not really gonna elaborate on myself. I'm going to elaborate on the Holy Ghost, because without the Holy Ghost, my resume and my pedigree don't mean nothing without the power and the unction of the Holy Ghost. And it's the unction of the Holy Ghost that gives me the ability to do what I do. And and not a time in ministry, and I want to share this with all the listeners around the world, what a lot of pastors and preachers don't tell you is that we got struggles, we got battles, we hurt just like anybody else. And a lot of times they don't understand this too. If it wasn't for the grace of God, some of us would lose our minds. Some of us could have committed suicide. Some of us is just like a throwaway in the towel. And it's by the grace of God that we stand here today. And they don't understand a lot of times of how many every Sunday and every week the preacher got to stand behind that figure that Sunday after Sunday to declare the word. They hurt too. They bleed just like anybody else. Sometimes you got to bleed when you prophesy. Sometimes you got to cry when you prophesy. And a lot of times people don't think that we go through nothing. You know, they think it's easy to walk in the shoes of a prophet, that we don't go through it, we don't experience of it. That's not true, you know, because you go through battles like anybody else. But you got to recognize it ain't about you. It's about who you work for. I work for the Holy Ghost. That's the only way you can find me is the Holy Ghost. And that's what I love about the ministry. Now, I want to encourage somebody. Somebody right now is battling what they're calling to preach. And the Lord's been talking to you, and he's been dealing with you. Even late at nighttime, God's been dealing with you to preach his word. Mm. And you've been in a struggle. You've been in a struggle here. Mm. It's a hope. But I hear the Lord say, surrender, surrender, surrender. Woo. And I put my word in your belly. I put my word in your mouth. Mm. And I'll use you for my glory. I'll use you around the world for my glory and my understanding. Oh, son, and there's a pastor right now. There's a pastor right now. Mm. And I see you in Kansas City, Missouri. I see you. George, I'm talking to you. Mm. You've been contemplating. Of throwing in the towel, walking away from ministry, walking away from the church because of what the members have been saying about you. Oh, son, there's been a rumor about you. But the Lord has told me to tell you, don't you walk away from it. Don't you throw in the towel. Mm. Don't you leave ministry based on what they say about you. But the Bible says, for elect's sake, I suffer these things. So said the Spirit of God. Oh, God, I said. The ministry, two things the anointing will do for it. It'll make a way for you and kill you at the same time. Mm. Be very careful for those that want to get in ministry, those that want to walk in the shoes of a prophet, a pastor, an apostle. Be careful what you ask the Most High for. Because when you get it, he's not going to tell you everything you got to deal with. Because the title don't mean nothing if you ain't been through hell and high falls. Oh, God. Because when you walk in the office of a prophet, you got to tell the folks the truth whether they want to hear it or not. And when you tell the truth, I'm talking about the real truth, folks in your family are going to come up against you. You're going to have some friends that are going to walk away from you. You're going to have people that turn against you. They're going to call you every name but a child of God. I'm a living witness. I'm a living witness. You're talking to a witness here. And I'm not telling you what somebody told me. I'm telling you from experience. They'll lie on you. They'll talk about you. They'll ridicule you. But regardless of what they say, you got to do what the Holy Ghost tells you to. Because what they say, they didn't call you. What they say, they can't cancel your destiny. It can't cancel your purpose. You do what the Holy Ghost says, because you don't work for the people that got opinion about you. You don't work about because what they say about you. You carry on the work that God has called you to do. Now I want to encourage somebody. Do the work that God has called you to do. Can't worry about what folks say. Never base your ministry on the opinion of people. Because people going to talk. I don't care how good you is. They're going to talk. And you got to let them talk. Because only by going to validate you is the Holy Ghost. God, I sent your presence. I sent your presence, God. I sent your presence, God. Mm. God, I sent your presence, God. I sent it, God. That's it. And that's all I want to say today. And that's what I want to say for ministry is that know what you're getting yourself involved with before you get in it. Because it's not going to be no glam and glory like you, folks get in ministry and they think they're going to have to lay it out. But when you get in ministry, you better know what you're getting involved with. It's not easy. Because a lot of preachers go to seminary, they go to school of ministry. But the school of ministry don't teach you about dealing with demonic warfare. They don't teach you that. They don't teach you that about demonic warfare. They don't teach you that. You go to ministry all day. But when you're dealing with spiritual warfare, ministry ain't going to prepare you for that. That's school of ministry. There's some experience you're going to have to go through that you may not want to go through. But when you got the anointing on your life, the anointing destroys the yoke. And that's what I want to say. I just wanted to encourage somebody. Because this fun TV prayer line, it's not about me. It's about me encouraging somebody, encouraging the hell out of you, and then love the hell out of you up here at the same time. I want to encourage somebody. Whether either two phone calls come in a day, all praises due to the Most High.
Amen.
That's what I want to say.
Amen. So, callers, so please call in. We have the pastors, Pastor Christopher and Quest TV prayer line here. You can call in at 657-383-1974. We're here. Pastor Christopher is here to speak words of encouragement into your life. If you have problems that you need to be delivered from, Pastor Christopher is here to help you. The man has the anointing to break yokes off of you. It doesn't matter where you are in the country. Please call in 657-383-1974. We're here. Pastor Christopher is here. And Punch TV Prayer Lines is here to help you to get whatever you need from God out. So don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. God is here in the midst of us. With that being said, Pastor Christopher, want you to, if you could follow the Spirit as God is leading you, to just talk about, just the importance of having a prayer life and having a relationship with God, then the power of prayer, if you would, please.
When you're dealing with the power of prayer, one must have experience with the Most High. And one must be sensitive to the Spirit. And the point of having a prayer life is that you can be prayed up because you don't know what opposition that you're going to face. And you got to devote time to pray and to seek the face of the Most High because you have to deal with so many different battles. And sometimes when you be thinking you're getting up at nighttime, so you go in the refrigerator and eat something, that's the time that God is saying, hey, put that sandwich down, cut that TV off, and pray and seek my face. And the importance of having a prayer life is that you can be built up. You can be prayed up. And you can be... It builds you up on the inside. It builds your spirit up. In Jude chapter 1, verse 3, it builds up your most holy faith. It builds you up. And it's very important. It's very important to pray, and begin to seek it. But before one can have a prayer life, one must develop a relationship with the Most High. And to develop a relationship with the Most High, You've got to surrender you. And the only body stopping you from having a prayer life is you. If you want to affect the prayer life, one must develop a relationship. And the relationship has to be sincere. Has to be sincere. You ain't got to be perfect to have a prayer life. You don't have to be perfect. And I don't care what the background is. If you've got a sincere heart, you can have a prayer life. But the Bible says, is this, if you be willing and obedient, yeah, you got to be willing and obedient to have an effective prayer life. Because in order to have an effective prayer life, you've got to be sensitive to the spirit, not to your spirit, but you've got to be sensitive to the spirit of the Holy Ghost. In order to have an effective prayer life, because if you have a sensitive spirit, then you know you can connect with the spirit. But in order to have an effective prayer life, too, you got to sit still. You can't keep moving. You can't be moving too fast. You got to sit still. Like Psalm chapter 46 verse 10 said, "Be still and know that I'm God." How can you know Him if you ain't sit still? Because the spirit always talking. But you got to be sensitive. You got to sit still. And you can't go by your own understanding. You got to be led by the spirit. Because God is talking.
Amen.
He talks. But you just got to hear it. You got to, as we would say, you got to have a listening ear. You gotta, your ears are sensitive to the spirit, then you're going to hear what the spirit is saying. The spirit may say, hey, don't go to that house. Don't go across the street. Don't get in that car. One must have a listening ear. And your ears got to be in tune with the spirit that you may hear what he's saying. Because he has a strange way of talking to you. In order for him to talk to you, he's going to have to get in you. God, I said.
Amen.
Any other questions you have for me? Any other questions you have for me?
Right now, at this particular time, Pastor Chris, if we don't have any other callers that are calling, and I was going to ask you if you could pray for my family back at home, that God will continue to protect them and bless them and just lead them in the ways of His righteousness. So I'm going to ask you to pray this time for my family back at home.
Okay. Most High, we thank you right now for the Floyd Brown family. We thank you for them right now. You already know the city they're in. You know the street corner. You know the surrounding of where they stand at. You know right now. And I'm asking that you would strengthen them. I'm asking that you would cover them with your blood right now. I'm asking that you would go before them. I'm asking that you would make the crooked place straight. Woo! And I thank you for them right now. Yeah, oh, God, now send the power of deliverance. Woo! The God Almighty. Send forth the power of deliverance. Woo! Now, meet them on every turn. Oh, God. Yeah, God, I will say. And let there be unity. Let it be peace among. Stretch out your hand of mercy. Ooh, touch them right now. And we thank you right now. Cover them with the blood right now. Cover them with the blood. If there's any one of them that don't know you and the part of their sin, we recommend you today. We recommend Romans 10, chapter 9 and 10. He says, thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart. Yeah. Ooh. That's the key plan of salvation. You declare they shall be saved. You didn't say they might be saved. You say they shall. That's a guaranteed promise. You say they shall. If they believe in their heart that you raised the Most High from the dead, they shall be saved. That's a guaranteed promise. Woo! That's a guaranteed promise. And we thank you for it right now. Oh, my. Oh, ho, find us, oh, ho. Wrap your arm of love around. Bring them together. Woo! For your glory. For your understanding. Woo! And we thank you for them right now. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Christopher, for praying for my family. And I'm sorry, my hometown is Rockford, Illinois. That's where my family is.
Chicago.
Yeah, they're from Chicago. Yep, that's correct.
Oh, wow.
But callers, as you see, we have Pastor Christopher here. You can call in. The number is 657-383-1974. Please call in. If you, just as you see what I just did, if you need prayer, not only for yourself, but for family members or loved ones that you think that that God needs to intervene on their behalf, Pastor Christopher is here to pray with you on the behalf of them, because God can use you to get prayer, and then he can make an intervention on somebody else's behalf because of the vow that you made and the prayer that you asked. So please don't be afraid. Pastor Christopher is here. He is anointed and equipped to pray for you and your family members. So don't be afraid. Pastor Christopher, at this particular time, I just want you to talk about, what you think God is going to be doing in these last days with the church, and what should the Christian believer be expecting, and how should we be equipping ourselves to prepare for the return of Jesus Christ? Because that's the whole call of the fivefold ministry, is to equip ourselves and be ready for the return of Jesus Christ. So I just want you to elaborate on that a little bit, and just let the Lord use you.
What the church should be doing is, first of all, the church should be unified. They all should get together, come together as one body, and put down the denomination stuff. Put down that Baptist. Put down that full God. Put down that National Baptist Convention. Put down that Church of God in Christ. Put down that Apostolic. Put down that Seventh-day Adventist, Jehovah's Witnesses, and all these other Word of Faith movements and all this other stuff. Get away from the title. The Bible declared in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, if my people, which are called by my name, just humble themselves and pray, and turn from their wicked ways, then I hear from heaven, then I heal the land. When they can come on that one accord, based on 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, that's a covenant he made to his people. Now notice that when he said 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, he said, if my people, not one time did he say that. Not one time did he say apostolic. Not one time did he say Church of God in Christ. He said, if my people, he's talking about the remnant people, those that have been chosen, those that are set apart for his divine purpose, for his divine will. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, some of them set in place, it's my faith. The church must seek the face of God and put down the denominational stuff, because you can't usher the Savior in if you're divided by denomination. How can you usher me in? You got the Baptist saying, hey, well, I'm not going to usher you in because the Church of God in Christ showed up. Well, I'm not going to usher you in. The Church of God in Christ said, oh, the Apostolic showed up. Well, I'm not going to usher you in because the Word of Faith movement showed up. Well, I'm not going to usher you in because if all the denominations got a policy to why they can't usher the Savior in. And his name is Yahshua HaMashiach. That's his name. There's power in Yahshua HaMashiach. I feel your presence. And That's the only reason why the church can be equipped. If they seek his face, because you can't usher men based on each denomination of their own power. And so you can't prepare for it if the church is already divided by denomination. See, when the churches put down denomination and seek his face, then they'll be quick to usher in me. Isn't that right? See, he said he's coming back with that spot to wrinkle. See, he's not, the being of his two in the word say, you know, Malcolm said we live in the last days. I said not so. Because for the simple fact of it is that when the word hit every continent of this world, then you go now. Even the angels don't even know when he's going to come back. See? They don't even know. So I'm not going to just put you out there and say, oh, we live in the last days, because I'd be lying. You know? The Bible declared in the word before he do anything. Before he do anything. He released it to the prophet. You know? So,
amen.
I'm not going to get up here. I'm not going to get up here and prophesy and tell you and tell the people that listen to me worldwide. I'm going to tell the people, oh, we live in the last days. The devil is a lie. We're not living in no last days. We're not living in no last days. If we were living in the last days, then everybody around this world, we'd be packing up their bags. We wouldn't have no lights. We wouldn't even be able to pay our phone bill. We wouldn't be able to pay our rent. We were living the last days. It's just that number one is what the Spirit is saying, don't be moved by what you see. Don't be moved by what you see. Just because you see a war over here and rumors over here and all that other stuff, don't be moved by what you see. Because that does not predicate that we're living in the last days because of what you see. Because you see a drive-by over here. You see a stab wound over here. You see a robbery over here. Don't you be moved. He said, don't you be shaken. Don't you be moved by what you see. Because God, remember, the Most High is in control. He's in control. But what you're seeing now is a camouflage. So that's what I want to give to you.
Pastor Chris, we do have a caller on the line. Her name is Tracy. Tracy would like prayer for her son. Tracy, are you there?
Yes.
All right. Pastor Chris, Tracy's on the line. And she's from Los Angeles, California.
What's that? Which one? Both sons or
Hello.
One son?
Both sons.
My. God. Hey, ho, ho. Hey, ho, ho. My. Most high, we thank you right now. We lift the trace the son to you right now. We bring them before you. You know them. You made them. You designed them. You know all about them. You even know the difficulty. You even knew them since they was a little baby in their mama womb. You shaped them. You designed them. You even know the course of their destiny. You even know the course of their purpose. And we lift them up before you right now. We give the battle over to you right now. We give it over to you right now. We turn them over to you right now. Yeah, we give them over to you right now. Cover them with the blood right now. Cover them with the blood right now. Give them a heart of forgiveness. Give them a heart of forgiveness. We bind that spirit of anger. We bind it up. We uproot it right now. You have no place. You have no place. We bind you up right now. Every root of every trace of it. Woo. We command you to leave. Hey, oh, ho, ho. That's how the old wolf cover them with your blood. And cover their mind with the blood. Cover them with the blood right now. Go before them. Make the crooked place straight. We say thank you today. We say thank you. We say thank you right now. We say thank you. Good God of my. Thank you. We say thank you right now. Cover them with the blood. Cover, cover. Go before them. Go before them. Go before them. Yeah. Oh, ho. Go before them right now. We thank you right now. Stretch out your hand of mercy. Stretch out your hand of mercy. Give them the spirit of forgiveness. Give them the spirit of forgiveness. Woo. Good God Almighty. Give them the spirit. Oh, God. Give them the spirit of forgiveness. Woo. God, oh, oh, give them strength to let go. Give them strength to let go. Let go. Let go. Let go. My, 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 my. So it's the spirit of God. Whatever they're grappling with, God is saying to tell them let go of it. Let go. They both wrestling with a situation. I'm not going to go in detail of it, but they're wrestling with a situation that they got to let go of it. It's like a strong code. They got to let go of it. They need to let go. And they need to forgive. They need to forgive themselves. And they need to forgive. Because sometimes we hold on to something and we allow the guilt to eat us up. And it eats you up so bad so you can't sleep. They hold on to something. They hold on to some things. I'm not going to go into detail of it. I'm not going to put it out there. They hold on to some stuff. It's like a deep secret. It's like they're afraid to let it out bad. Wonder what somebody going to say. But that's what's going on. I'm not going to go into detail, elaborate anymore on it. But not going to say nothing that the spirit don't tell me, because he don't tell me nothing. I set up.
Amen.
That's how I operate. If he don't tell me nothing, I got to set my vow.
Amen.
And I love the spirit. I love it. He said the spirit. Hey, the Bible says Daniel chapter 2 verse 22. I got that correct. He said he revealed the deep and the secret. That was in the dark. He brings it to the light. And then Mark chapter 4 verse 22 says, there's nothing hidden that shall not be revealed. Because when you hide it, the light starts combusting in.
Amen. Pastor.
Amen.
Okay, I'm done.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
No, you're welcome. You're welcome. Anytime. You're welcome.
Pastor Christopher, we do have another caller in from Los Angeles, California. Her name is Nellie, and she would like to have you pray for her. Nellie, are you on the line?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Oh, God. Thank you. Your son, God is ready to deal with him. And God's going to deal with him in a way that he going to know it's God. Dead old boy. And I hear the Lord that he ain't seen the battle yet. Because God's going to break that spirit of pride off of him. The spirit of pride. God's getting ready to break off of him. Because God's getting ready to let him know it ain't about him. It's about the Holy Ghost. Because he didn't call himself. God called. And he going to do what the Lord telling him to do, whether he like it or not. You can run from it, but you sure enough can't hide from it. And God's going to ask your prayer concerning your son. But your son is going through a hidden battle. I'm talking about a deep battle here. He don't want nobody to know. So says the Spirit of God. And two of your sisters, one in Atlanta, one out here, they're going to need you. You the one that's going to have to intercede for them. You the one that's going to pray for them. You're going to be the very one that's going to have to pray for them. Because their deliverance, God, I said your presence, their healing is in your mouth. You warn them. God is telling me to tell you, warn them. If they don't stop, you're going to bury them.
Jesus.
Tell them to stop what they're doing. Tell them to stop. Because the Lord is showing me the secret phone call. They broke out their mouth.
Jesus.
It's a secret phone call. Uh-huh. The Lord said it's the spirit of jealousy. And God is not God is not allowing them to keep pulling on you. Because every time they pull on you, you get sick.
Yes, Lord.
I'm gonna tell you. They dabbing in that witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to work. It's not going to work. They're kind of trying to control, trying to steal your mind.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do what they say, they got a problem. But see, when you do what they tell you, then they talk to you on the phone every day. They want to laugh.
Yes.
Ooh, mama. But when you tell them what the Spirit of God says, they want to get off the phone. They got an excuse to get off their phone.
Mm-hmm.
They break their neck to get off their
cell
phone. Something about your mom. Lord, show me about your mother. They didn't do your mother right. And there's some things that happened when she passed away. They're paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're going through the suffering that they're going through, because they didn't do her right. And there's some stuff that you supposed to got that you didn't get secretly. And sometimes I can see you laying down, and your mother will pop to you. It's like your mother been coming to you recently.
Yes, she has.
I promise you, I don't know nothing. I promise you, God don't tell me nothing. I'm gonna run off this phone. I promise.
Well,
you
stay on the phone, that's the truth. That's the truth.
But I want to let you know that your mama is letting you know that she's all right. And just because your mama come to you, your mother's not coming to get you. She's not coming to get you right now. She's not coming to get you. Your mother is an angel. But your mother wants to tell you something. That your two sisters not going to get away. They're not going to get away. Because there's a visitation coming from your mother. She coming to visit them, and they're not going to like it either. Take some time out when they call you again. Mention your mother, and you'll see what I'm talking about. They're going to be running for their lives. You got to follow the instruction that when your mother tells you something, and you don't heed to it. That your mother, she knew what she was talking about. When she told them something, it had manifest what she said. They can testify. See, when your mama say something, she meant what she said.
Yes.
And your mother wasn't no pushover either. She stood for what she believed. She did the best she could for what she had. But you tell your other son, the one that got this truck in there, remember talking? I hit a lot of new connection. New connection.
Jesus.
And he gonna hire three people that gonna work for him. Cause he gonna have to be on that road like he used to be on the road.
Jesus.
Cause he, he's a businessman, but the spirit of entrepreneur is in him. So when he ain't gonna have to be on the road, he gonna have people driving his trucks. Cause God get ready to turn that thing around. Cause sometimes you get scared when you're on the road.
Yes.
But God give me to answer your prayer. He give me to answer your prayer.
I pray.
Yes.
Yeah, I pray for safety for him all the time.
But the safety that God's gonna give him is God's gonna take him out of the truck. To where he gonna have people working for him, to where he ain't gonna have to do that. And God is gonna, he's gonna give his wife a complete miracle. She has to change what she eats. She got to change what she eat. I hear the Lord, she's a little bit hard headed here. She gonna have to change what she eat. When she changes what she eat, it's gonna reverse for her. And she needs to go get her some alkaline water, some black seed oil, and she needs to be consistent with it.
Okay.
Cause she needs the miracle from God. She needs a miracle.
Yes, she do.
But she's too hard headed. Because sometimes this woman can get stubborn here. And I keep saying that whatever medication she's taking, it has her drowsy and all that stuff. What's her name again?
Taima.
Most times we thank you for Taima right now. We thank you for her right now. We ask that you wrap your arm of healing around her right now. Just wrap your arm of healing around her. And I'm asking that you would give her a creative miracle right now. Oh, mama. If you would touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. I'm asking that you would touch every area in her body right now. Ooh, good God. Touch her lung area. My. Touch it. Stretch your healing hands around her right now. Begin to touch it right now. Touch her right now. Stretching her on every side. Stretch it on every side. Touch it. In the inner being of her body right now. Touch it. He said obedience is better than sacrifice. God, I thank you right now. And I hear her saying, what should I render unto the Lord? For all of his benefits. You can't pay for a miracle. Can't pay for a miracle. Can't buy a miracle. The miracle comes from God. Tell a second atmosphere of worship, of healing. And I hear a song by Richard Smallwood. There's a healing for your soul. There's a balm in healing. Tell her, sit still. and get the worship music of healing. Let it play. She's got to set the atmosphere of healing, of worship. We thank you right now. We give you praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
We give
you
praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tell her change what she eats. Tell her change what she eats. It will reverse it if she changes what she eats. Get some black seed oil and some alkaline water. She's going to be all right.
Okay.
But she got to be, she got to be obedient here. You got to remember, she is what she eats. That's all I have to say. I appreciate you for calling.
I appreciate it, Prof.
No, I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all from the bottom of my heart. Taking a time out to call.
Amen. We appreciate you, Pastor Chris, for everything that you have done today and the words that you have spoken into the individuals' lives that you have, that God has used you to speak. And we have, roughly 3 more minutes, but just before we go, within 2 minutes, if you can, just talk about really quick about what it means to have faith and belief in God, that he going to do what he said he going to do, because I think a lot of people need to know that, that when God say he going to do something, he going to do it. We just have to trust and believe in him.
Okay. The late Dr. Edward Vic Hill, late pastor of the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church in Los Angeles on East 50th Street, he said, used to say, his saying was, if you have the faith, God got the power. And you got to have faith to believe that all things is possible. March of the 9th, verse 23 says, all things are possible if you can believe. And this believing thing can become become contagious. And when you find yourself, your back against the wall, or you find yourself in a situation, it's going to make you believe God is real. See, some people don't believe God until they meet him. Oral Roberts' son say that a lot of folks don't need a healing until they need one. And, you got to have faith in God. You got to have faith in that if he said it, he will perform. If he said it, he'll bring it to pass. But you got to believe. He's not going to force you to believe, but it puts you in a situation where you are going to believe. So that's what I have to say about that.
Amen. And once again, friends and family of Punch TV Studios, we want to thank Pastor Christopher for just blessing us today with his words of encouragement and his prayers. For those of you who got prayer, we will be back on the air same time on Thursday. You can call in 657-383-1974. Pastor Christopher will be here to speak words of encouragement into your life, speak deliverance, pray for your family members, whatever you need. This is God's man, and he will be here for you. So until next time, we want to let you know to have a blessed day, and goodbye.